sounds. There were swishing sounds. There were tapping sounds. What made the sounds? No one knew. Bang! Swish, swish! Tap, tap, tap. The sounds frightened everyone. Mr. Bunny was frightened. "I will never go near that spooky house," he said. "It's magic, and I don't like magic." Mrs. Bunny was frightened, too. "I would never go up to that door," she said. "That house is strange. It is magic, and I don't like magic." The little house even frightened Robber Fox. "I would not go in there," said Robber Fox. "Something magic is in there. It is not a good house to rob." Something magic was in the empty house. Was it good magic? Was it bad magic? No one knew. One day, little Brenda Bunny was playing in the woods. Hip hop! She jumped along deep into the woods. She was near the empty house. Brenda had never played there before. Suddenly, a spooky sound came from the house. Bang! Brenda stopped playing. "What was that?" she said. There were more strange sounds. Swish, swish! Brenda looked around. "A little house," she said. "It looks like a little playhouse." Brenda was not frightened. The house did not look spooky to her. She went up to the house. Tap, tap, tap. "Something is in the house," said Brenda. "Something is tapping. Maybe someone wants to come out and play." Brenda went to the door. It is not good to play in an empty house. Brenda knew that. She just wanted to know who was making those sounds. Brenda opened the door. She did not go in. Brenda looked in. What did she see? No one. The house was empty. Only an old broom stood in the corner. "Only a broom," said Brenda. "Then who made those sounds?" Bang! Brenda looked at the broom. The broom moved. Swish, swish. Up to the open door swished the broom. "A witch's broom," said Brenda. "A magic broom. This is spooky." But Brenda did not move. Tap. Tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. The broom danced before Brenda. It wanted to go out. It was not a spooky broom. It was a playful broom. The magic broom wanted to play. It wanted to play with Brenda. Brenda wanted to play too. Out they went. "Let's play tag," said Brenda. The broom tapped. It wanted to play tag too. "Tag, you are it," said Brenda. Away ran Brenda. Swish, away flew the magic broom. Around and around the woods they went. The broom tagged Brenda. Brenda tagged the broom. Oh, what fun they had playing tag. "Now what will we play?" asked Brenda. "I know, hide and seek. I will hide and you will look for me." Tap, tap. The magic broom wanted to play. It did not look while Brenda was hiding. "Come and get me," shouted Brenda. Swish, away the broom flew. It looked here, it looked there, it looked all around the woods. "Here is where I am hiding," Brenda yelled. Swish, the broom flew to Brenda. "I must go," the little bunny said. "Day is over. Night is coming. I must go home." Brenda looked at the broom. The broom tapped and swished. It swished and tapped. It did not like living in the empty house. No one ever went near the strange house. I had fun, Brenda said to the broom. Would you like to go home with me? Would you like to live at my house? We could have fun every day. Tap, tap, tap. The broom wanted to go with Brenda. I will take you home, Brenda said. Oh, but do not do any magic. My mother and father might not like it. Brenda flew home on the magic broom. High in the sky they flew. What a fun way to go home. Into the house went Brenda with the broom. Mr. Bunny looked at Brenda. Mrs. Bunny looked at Brenda. What is that? Asked Mr. Bunny. It is just an old broom, said Brenda. I am playing with it. Days went by. Brenda and the broom played every day. They played in the woods. They played and played. At night, the broom stayed in Brenda's house. It did not tap. It did not bang or swish. The broom did not make a sound. It did not want to frighten Mr. and Mrs. Bunny. One night, something strange happened.
Creak.
The door to the bunny house opened. A stranger came in. He did not make a sound. He looked around. Good, said the stranger. Mr. Bunny is sleeping. Mrs. Bunny is sleeping. Everyone is sleeping. Now I can rob the house. The stranger was Robber Fox. He crept around the house, looking for something to rob. What a bad, bad fox. Robber Fox did not know about Brenda's broom. Magic brooms do not sleep. Magic brooms do not like robbers. Out of its hiding place flew the broom. The broom hit Robber Fox on the head. Swish! It tapped him on his bottom. Ouch! Yelled Robber Fox. Ouch! 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 Bang! Swish! Tap! Ouch! 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 Robber Fox was very frightened. This house is strange, he yelled. This house is spooky. It has a magic broom. What is happening? Asked Mr. Bunny. It is Robber Fox, said Mrs. Bunny. My magic broom, said Brenda. Stop it, yelled Robber Fox. Ouch! Brenda's magic broom did not stop. Bang! Swish! It tapped the robber from top to bottom. Out the door ran Robber Fox. I am never coming near this house again, he yelled. The broom flew to Brenda. What a broom, said Mr. Bunny. It frightened Robber Fox, but it does not frighten me. I like its magic. Mrs. Bunny looked at the broom. What a good broom, she said. This magic broom is not strange or spooky. A magic broom is good to have around the house. I like you, Magic Broom, said Brenda. You do not have to hide anymore. This is your home now. What did the broom say? Bang, swish, tap, tap, tap.